This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu, listening to Open for Business. Chief Shaka Josh Green from Southern Rock Seafood and Shaka Oysters Bar joins us for Open for Business with his last appearance close to 10 years ago on this show anyway. What's happening with the seafood business and F&B since we last spoke? It's time for a catch up. Good morning, Josh.
Morning, Frida. Thanks for having me.
How long have these businesses been around, Josh?
We started back in 2008. Importing seafood and sold our first fish into the hotels. We then opened a shop in on Jalan Kemuja, where we now have our restaurant and kind of wholesale base, in 2009. And we started our first shut at Publica, Ben Yong's big, his first big in Publica in 2012 when he opened. And now we've got 10 shut outlets around KL and two Southern Rock Seafoods and the wholesale business still.
Right. What did you do differently during the pandemic, the height of the pandemic?
Well, the first thing that we put in place was security for all our staff, so that we didn't lose anyone during the pandemic. We took a small pay cut to 70% when none of us would work. Well, when we never had a stage when no one was working, because fortunately we have outlets in the big and big supermarkets and village grocers, so they were always open, and we were able to do deliveries out of our restaurant. So we went down to about 25% of what we normally do, but we're nevertheless able to maintain our staff and then deploy them, because as you'll recall, there was it was stop start, wasn't it? The first half of 2020 was bad, was kind of closed, but then the second half was open, and then sort of Q2 in 2021 went closed again. So we were stop and start, and we were able to sort of fully deploy in those months that were open, and now we're enjoying the bounce back that there seems right in the industry.
Right. So it was stop start, I believe.
Yes.
Okay. Has consumer behavior changed though?
Yes, it has, and we're fortunate to enjoy that change in behavior. They seem to have discovered our outlets and discovered the joys of oysters that can be indulged in shopping centres in KL, whereas before perhaps they were on a plane to Australia or Europe to enjoy the seafood where it's grown. So we have experienced an upswing in our trade.
Right. Were there issues with the logistics in getting the food?
No. Well, this is very interesting. Our main supply comes from Ireland. Mm. I always joke that Ireland is a well-kept secret, because not many people visit Ireland compared to those who visit, you know, London, Paris, New York, that's those places. And so that means that pre-COVID, we were already receiving our seafood, our oysters, on cargo flights, and those cargo flights continued. So we have had no interruption and no price rise for our main supply from Ireland. And that's right. That now is about 1.5 tons a week.
Wow.
Come to us.
Right.
Whereas out of Heathrow, freight rates went up by more than 2 times, and they remain there. And that's because most of the freight coming out of Heathrow, and Amsterdam for that matter, was coming on in the cargo hold of a passenger flight. And so when COVID hit, no more passenger flights, and so no more capacity for that freight.
Right.
And so it becomes very expensive.
Right. You know, were there grand plans before the pandemic that had to be shelved?
Yes. I mean, we're right now, in fact, later today, we're going to open a little counter for Dignity and Services that we work with, that is right behind our counter at Tropicana Garden that we originally built in 2021.
Right.
And finished it in April 2021. and never opened it until February this year. Right. So that is now open, and so that got delayed. Then the store that we eventually opened in December last year at Pavilion Bukit Jalil,
right,
that was delayed from earlier in the year as the whole project was delayed.
Right, so delayed, not shelved. Right, in terms of your staff, do you have a foreign team, foreign workers, or what's that like?
We have an amazing team of local and foreign workers. Our wholesale team and kind of logistic team are mainly local people, very local to Jalan Kemuja, which is our base. So we then have our frontline staff at Shut, almost 100% from Bangladesh. And they're amazing. Our team have been with us for many years, pre-COVID, obviously, and have been enjoying going back to their hometown since COVID.
Right.
And we have a rotation to allow our staff to go back for a long leave, like two and a half months. They go back. It works very well.
Right. You know, are that something that can be licensed or franchised, or is that never the plan?
It's that's a very pertinent question. We are working on an operations manual that will be paired with the franchise agreement to allow us to franchise the Shut operation.
Right. So that's in the pipeline.
That's coming soon to a store near you.
You know, when you look at food trends, right, veganism is on the rise. Do you think this sort of will affect your business, or there'll be enough pescatarians around?
I mean, that's another great question, Frida. The oyster treated as vegan friendly by some vegans because it is so virtuous. It is kind of technically an animal, but some vegans will justify its consumption due to the fact it contributes much to the environment in which it grows. Although it's looked after by oyster farmers, you do not have to feed an oyster. They live on the phytoplankton that is in the water naturally. They also clean and filter the water and give much back to the environment, and thus are a virtuous product that is definitely on the borderline of acceptable to vegans.
Okay. But you see that, you know, there's still ongoing demand for oasis and such. Well, I'm not going to convert just yet. I'm here with Josh Green from Southern Rock Seafood and Shucked Oyster Spa. We'll continue our conversation after this. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Baba from Malacca. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Good morning. This is Frida Liu. You're listening to Open for Business. I'm here with Josh Green from Southern Rock Seafood and Shucked Oysters Bar. And we last spoke to you in Open for Business close to 10 years ago. I want to ask you as well, what have you learned about yourself as a businessman, as an entrepreneur during this period, and especially the last 2 years?
That's a good question too. The thing that I've learned is the need to be more patient. But I suppose the most dramatic thing that at the time was scary, seems to be working out well, is that the separation, although it was seemed scary at the time to be first of all, you know, separated, working from home for a bit, the outcome, particularly now, I'm also spending more time in the UK as my family has moved back to UK. The outcome has been an empowering of my team, such that the operation works better than when I was present full time. And so what does that say about me? That says that the organization and kind of managerial infrastructure that has to be there to allow, you know, the boss to be away is a good and a necessary step in any organization. And we seem to have taken that. And I mean, you asked the question about what I've learned about myself, and it is probably to enjoy the trust that we have for our colleagues. And be patient and believe that, you know, the good intention is there almost always, and not feel that you kind of have to do it yourself or you could do it better. Recognize that other people do it better than you do anyway.
Right.
And that's what's been revealed to me.
Right. Tell me about Dignity and Services and why are you involved in this particular cause?
Dignity and Services is a small charity that was set up by two individuals, Dr. Sam Abraham and Reverend Peter Young, back in 1991. When I first came to Malaysia, Dr. Sam tapped me on the back at St. Mary's Cathedral on Merdeka Square back in 2000, and we became friends. He later became a paediatrician to our family. But after a few weeks, sent me a little newsletter about Dignity and Services and saying they would like some funding. Dignity and Services works for and with people with learning difficulties. At the time, supported Dr. Sam. He then passed away in 2008, and that coincided with me coming back from Australia, and the organization suffered when without him, and other volunteers were looking for, reached out and said, do you want to come and get involved? And I got involved, and the reason why I'm still involved is the positivity of volunteering and spending time with the members who benefit from DNS, and that we have a house where we provide support for people with learning difficulties. At the weekend they come and learn life skills and spend time with their peers and give parents some respite. And we also have a bakery, Bake with Dignity, and that is the one that I referenced earlier, where we're opening we have a bakery in Leisure Commons Square, and now we're opening our first branch, which we hope to be the first of many, on the Village Grocer platform at Tropicana Garden Shopping Mall. And we hope to do more, if this one works, with Village Grocer.
Did you want to turn that into a social enterprise somewhat with Baked with Dignity? And you also have One-Two Juice.
One-Two Juice is... So Baked with Dignity is now a social enterprise. It's a separate entity that Dignity and Services support. We're experiencing something quite exciting right now. We linked up with an organization called SG Global, who are a company that provide administration for NGOs, notably the big ones, Mercy Malaysia, UNICEF, WWF. They will help with fundraising and sort of database management for big organizations. I asked them, I said, what is the most effective way of raising money? And they said, it's face-to-face fundraising. But the way that works is quite expensive to deploy. And either way, they've worked out we're benefiting from being looked after by an agency that is recruiting donors for us.
Right.
And that's regular. It's donors who pay a monthly donation to us. And that's a game changer for us because it allows us to plan our future in the way that a normal business would. And the Achilles heel for any NGO is fundraising, how to grow. We believe that maybe we're at a stage where we can grow.
Right. I understand, a run was organized to raise funds and this was pre-pandemic. Will you be doing another one this year?
Yes. Well, the everyone can run. We've done it for 5 years running. We did it last year, actually.
Oh.
We did it virtually last year.
Right.
This year, we haven't yet. We'll be back next year with a combined virtual and physical run.
What's in the pipeline? Are you kept busy with Shucked Oysters and Southern Rock Seafood and Baked with Dignity, or will you be looking at other kind of F&B ventures?
I think we've got a long way to go still with Shucked. You asked about franchising. I think that's one thing we're working on, but we're happy to work in partnership with Pavilion, the food merchant there. And with Big and Village Grocer, all of whom have aggressive plans to roll out more stores, and we're lucky enough to be able to open alongside them. Right. So there's much more to do.
Right. Well, it's good to see, you know, you're still around and we can still get our oysters. I was speaking to Josh Green from Southern Rock Seafood and Shucked Oysters Bar. You've been listening to Enterprise BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.